how an Indiana woodland owner in White County is keeping her father's legacy alive, and the efforts to continue to grow America's meat exports. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, several Indiana woodland owners have recently been recognized with the 2024 Charles Deem Forest Stewardship Award by the Indiana Forestry and Woodland Owners Association, or IFWO for short. One of the winners is Pence Revington. She's the owner of Moots Creek Farm in White County, which includes about 65 acres of woodlands. She says the property was purchased by her father nearly 60 years ago.
He was a furniture manufacturer. He had after the war, he had a small company in Delphi, Indiana, with his brother-in-law. And he wanted to be hands-on. And so he, using wood every day in his manufacturing company, he wanted to grow some wood and see what it took. So he bought that. And he's been my inspiration all along.
And as a young girl, she helped her dad plant 10,000 black walnut trees on the property with a plan to harvest those trees down the road for his furniture store.
He never lived to see any of those trees become mature. He died about 5 years after we bought the property and planted all those trees. So when he passed, it was quite a shock. But I was already a nerd about it. I came home every weekend I could to help him get it started. So we spent a lot of time planting those trees. So you can't walk away from that.
Even though Revington now lives in Wisconsin full time, she makes the 7-hour drive back to the woods as often as she can.
Over the years, it was at least one weekend a month. But now that I'm retired and I can devote most of my time to it, I come home for a hot shower and I'm down there. When I go down at least once a month, I'm there for 3 to 5 to 6 days, sometimes twice in a month.
She even has a home away from home in the woods that has no electricity or running water. She says she truly enjoys the peace and quiet when she visits her Indiana home.
My cabin, which I call it, is actually a metal building, which requires very little maintenance from me. And then there's a big deck out in front with a grill where I can have my coffee every morning and just get back to work.
And by getting back to work, Revington says that means taking care of the family woods and all of those beautiful black walnut trees that still keep her father's memory and his legacy alive.
There are good, positive, hopeful, optimistic messages all throughout the property. Any time of day, any season, there's something there that reminds me of something good and something important. And it goes from, wow, I can actually see the creek now, to, oh, gee, there's box turtles crawling out of the prairie. Or, hey, here come my neighbors with beer. when they hear me on the chainsaw, they show up sooner or later.
You can hear much more about Pence Revington's story and read about the other winners from IFWO. It's at HoosierAgToday.com.